Mark Twain knocks off Highland 65-48 to move on to take on South Shelby on Wednesday.
Everybody's 0-0, clean slate. And let's take a look at starting lineups. Should be a dandy ball game, 4-5 matchup. First of all, for the Monroe City Panthers, they are the 5 seed. They come in at 7-19. They do have a win over Clark County. A few weeks ago, they knocked the Indians off in Kahokomo, 35-21. Also, 7 wins over the Indians going back to 2018. The last time Clark County knocked off a Monroe City team was in the Tony Lanzini tournament in 2018, 68-55. But I digress. Let's take a look at starting lineups. First of all, for the 7-19 Monroe City Panthers, they start Reese Buick. He's a 5'11 senior guard. Jalen Countryman, 6'3, and a senior forward. Quincy Mayfield is 5'8, a freshman guard. Ryan Moss, 5'10, a sophomore guard. And Blake Banner, 6'4, and a freshman forward. The Panthers coached by Brock Edris. For Clark County, they come in 8-15. The number 4 seed, Bowden Klein, a senior. Carter Briscoe, a senior. Callan Wheeler, a junior. Connor Pearl, a senior. And Drayson Daniels, a senior. Again, 8-15. They are coached by Dennis Dent. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Clark County Indian basketball on your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. KMEM FM Memphis. 4-5, and another interesting, almost shocking fact on this Monroe City squad, only 3 wins at home this year. Their home record, 3-8. Indians' road record is 3-5. So Carter Briscoe will jump it up against Countryman, and a tip controlled by the Panthers is Mayfield. Pulls up right wing, now hands off to Moss, top of the key. Now top of the key is the big man, Fanner. 2 6-4s, and they dump it to Fanner, lay it up, missed the shot, drew the foul. And he will shoot a pair. But 6'4", Jalen Countryman, and 6'4", Blake Fanner on this Panther squad. Fanner, free throw up, missed it. Banner, second free throw up. He got it. First point of the ball game, a point for Banner. Indians the other way as Callan Wheeler almost has his pocket picked, and now he's going to get an over and back call. He was right at the timeline, 1 foot over, 1 foot across the timeline or over the timeline, still on the other side, and he kind of bobbled the basketball, and once he gained control, it was over and back, so Mayfield with it, hands off to Bulick. We go left side for Countryman, left wing now, top of the key between the circles for Fanner. Now three-pointer from the top of the key. That was Moss. Fanner with a rebound. Kick it out to Mayfield. Now Mayfield will try three-pointer, bullseye. Quincy Mayfield with three. It's 4-0. Panthers, just the start of this one, inbounded to Wheeler. Man-to-man defense. He's guarded by Moss. Wheeler motors across the timeline. Now get it across for Klein. Bowden on the right side to the top of the key. Bounce pass Wheeler on the right wing beyond three, guarded by Mayfield. Now between the circles for Briscoe. Briscoe guarded by Buehlig. Picks up his dribble, needs help. Now Wheeler to the free throw line, extended. Fell down with it. Now stolen away by Countryman. Ahead to Mayfield and tried to force one. Buehlig goes out of bounds, but it's going to stay with the Panthers as quickly off the bench comes Garrett Billings. Billings, a junior. Callan Wheeler's going to have a seat. And Reese Buehlig inbound. Buehlig kicks it in to Mayfield. Left wing beyond three. Picks up his dribble, top of the key for Fanner. Give it back to Mayfield, center circle. Back to Fanner between the circles. Big guy guarded by Daniels. Now he's going to hand off, dump it down low, Countryman. Layup up from the left side and in. Jalen Countryman has two. 6-0. Panthers with the lead. And Billings with the basketball. Daniels, three, baseline three. Pinballs out of bounds. Last touch by Clark County. 6:13 to play in the first quarter. Opening round, Class 3, District 6. As Quincy Mayfield motors across the timeline, pulls up right wing, now hands off to Bulig. Or now Bulig has it. He handed off to Moss. Now Bulig back to Moss, right wing. Moss dribble drive to the free throw line. Poked away by Billings, picked up by Daniels. Indians the other way. Ahead to Billings across the timeline for Briscoe in the left corner. Now in the paint is Pearl. Dribble in, put it up and in. Baby hook goes down for Connor Pearl. Indians on the board, 6-2, under six to play in the first quarter. Mayfield across the timeline, hand off to Moss. Moss bounce pass, Fanner top of the key. Now Mayfield with it. Dribble to the top of the key to the free throw line, back out. Now Moss left wing beyond three. Bounce pass along the baseline for Countryman. And the paint, hard shot goes down. Four for Countryman. A six-point Panther lead. Billings with the basketball. This is Garrett. Garrett works against Mayfield. Now poked away from him. Picked up by Klein. Klein across the timeline. Finds Daniels right baseline. Daniels dribbles up. Now Billings between the circles. 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Ball fake. Now Klein on the right wing beyond three. Looks the block for Daniels. Now Daniels works against Fanning. And turn around, put it up, missed it. But right there for the rebound was Pearl. His shot partially blocked. Now Billings airballs a three. As coming into the ball game, Brent Holland, a 6'4", another 6'4 kid, and another freshman. Young team, this Panther team. As Toby Sapp, also another freshman, Toby Sapp, comes into the ball game from Monroe City. One, two, three seniors, a handful of juniors, and otherwise freshman sophomore for Monroe City. As Bulig, left wing three, missed off the front of the rim. And out with a rebound, Connor Pearl. Outlet to Billings. Long pass ahead to Briscoe. Briscoe found Connor Pearl. Took it hard to the left block. Missed the shot, drew the foul, and he'll shoot a pair. The foul on Brent Holland. 4:29 to play. Indians on a 5-2 run in this fourth quarter for Mayfield. Mayfield motors across timeline. Mayfield has a line all the way in. So I was looking for a foul, did not get it. Indians the other way as Daniels, three-pointer up, misses off the front of the rim. Jalen Countryman with the rebound. Outlet to Mayfield, pulls up left wing, takes it all the way in, and another charge. That time it was Mayfield. I didn't see who took the charge, but that's three charges the Indians have taken tonight. And on Quincy Mayfield, that's his third. Daniels across the timeline, poked away from him, picked up by Briscoe. Briscoe to the left side, wants some help. Now Pearl into the corner for Klein. Grayson at the block, lay it up and in. Grayson Daniels has 10. And it's a six-point Monroe City lead with the basketball. Quincy Mayfield motors across the timeline. Mayfield falls down, and they're going to call a foul, I think, on Parker. And on Harrison, that is foul number one, just a fourth team foul. Indians on a 9-2 run in this fourth quarter. Banner along the right baseline, Bulig. Now Ryan Moss back into the ball game. Mayfield from the left side, dribbles in, skip past the Bulig. Right wing beyond three. Now Mayfield back to Bulig, and a whistle and a foul is going to be on Carter Briscoe. And they are not going to wait. It does not, looks like they're going to start fouling. That's six. And on Briscoe, that's his first. So Panther ball out of bounds as Ryan Moss will inbound it to Fanner. Bulig left wing, now in the backcourt for Countryman. Countryman back to Bulig. Try to trap him there now, Fanner. And they got him tossed along the baseline, and a timeout called before they get over and back on Fanner. Timeout, Monroe City. Under three to play. Monroe City by six, 39-33. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Are you wanting to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their three branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia Main until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all three locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Welcome back, Monroe City High School. Class 3 District 6 basketball tournament. Boys side of the bracket. As we come out of the timeout, under 3 to play. Monroe City leading 39-33 with the basketball. As they get it in, Countryman. Countryman dribble drive against Pearl. Hands off to Moss. Back to Countryman. Ball fake from the right wing. Still with the basketball. Moss. Now Bulig. Bulig is going to be fouled by Carter Briscoe. And he'll go to the line one and bonus. Reese Bulig with seven. As Landon Holland back into the ball game. Brian Moss is going to sit down. So you're at the point, make your free throws, and your golden pony boy. If you miss him, and he hits the first one, miss him, you give the Indians a chance to get out of here with a win. Eight looking for nine. Bulig, free throw up. Got it. 9 points for Bulig. It's an 8-point Panther lead. In a hurry, Parker falls down. Looked like he got tripped to me. Dennis Dent gets a timeout call. 2:33 to go in the ballgame. Monroe City 41, Clark County 33. Back in 1 minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
You know, this whole thing about two-year degrees not being worth it is getting pretty old. You drive past area factories lately? There's some pretty sweet pickups in those parking lots. That's because all those workers are making darn good money, and they probably got their start right here. Welders, engineers, equipment techs, network admins, all good-paying jobs you can get with a two-year degree from SCC. Even better, each of those degrees is tuition-free for Iowa residents. Visit SCC, you don't have to go far to go far. Get the facts at scciowa.edu.
Class 3 District 6 basketball tournament. Clark County Indian basketball on KMEM as we get down to the final 2:33 in regulation. Indians with the basketball trailing 41-33. And Parker has it tipped away from him over the timeline, but it was poked away by Countryman. It's not an over and back. And now another ball tipped away by Bulig goes out of bounds. Carter Briscoe will trigger. Inbounded for Klein. This is Bowden back in the ball game. For Pearl on the right wing. For Briscoe, three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! Carter Briscoe, a big-time tray. and a 5-point Monroe City lead. And now a whistle and a foul. And they're going to send Brent Holland to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. And the foul was on Harrison Parker, his second. So Holland with two, looking for three. And Parker's coming out of the ball game. Ah, blood. A little bit of blood. They're going to get him fixed up. Brent Holland hits the first. He's got three. And a 6-point Panther lead. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Free throw up. He got them both. 4 points for Brent Holland. 43-36, 2:06 to play. Bowden Klein motors across the timeline. Klein pulls up free throw line. Kick it out, Pearl. Pearl along the right baseline. Now right wing. Pearl still with a dribble. Over to Carter Briscoe. Deep three-pointer on the way. Got it! Carter Briscoe from downtown Monroe City. He's got eight. And a 4-point ball game. Monroe City with a basketball. Quincy Mayfield, right wing, dribble drive in, put it up, and a whistle and a foul. No charge that time. Briscoe tried to take it from Quincy Mayfield. Carter Briscoe with three, and it's going to send still 1-1, only 9 team fouls. Next foul for either team's double bonus. As Harden comes out. Harrison Parker back into the ball game, and Quincy Mayfield at the free throw line with eight, looking for nine. Free throw up. Missed it. Connor Pearl off of the rebound. Outlet to Klein. Indians trail by four with a basketball, and Briscoe through his hand and out of bounds. As back into the ball game comes Ryan Moss. Landon Holland comes out. A minute 26 to play. Man-to-man defense, Clark County. Buehlig looks it for somebody and going to be fouled. Mayfield, who was just at the free throw line, going to be fouled by Bowden Klein, his second. And now the Panthers in double bonus. Then a tale of two halves. Mayfield.
Got it.
Quincy Mayfield has nine. Jalen Countryman back into the ball game. Brent Holland back into the ball game. And also Landon Holland back in the ball game. Free throw up. Missed it. Daniels out with a rebound. Outlet to Klein. A 5-point Panther lead ahead to Briscoe. Briscoe between the circles. Briscoe over to Pearl, right wing beyond three. Gets a pick to the top of the key. Now Daniels left wing three. Got it! Grayson Daniels drops a three for the left wing. And it's a 2-point ball game. And they're going to foul Landon Holland. And to the free throw line, we'll go Holland to shoot a pair. With 1:01 to play, a 2-point Panther lead. And Landon Holland looking for his first points of the night. Holland, free throw up. Got it. First point of the night for Landon Holland. Holland, second free throw on the way. Got them both. 3 points for Holland. A four-point Panther lead. 1 minute exactly to play in regulation. As Bowden Klein across the timeline for Daniels on the left side, guarded by Countryman. Daniels, skip pass over to Bowden Klein. Klein in the paint, and his pass tipped around, taken out of there by Daniels. Shot, missed it, but drew the foul, and he'll shoot a pair. Seconds to play in the ball game in regulation. And that's okay. Brent Holland fouls out of the ball game. Fouls out with 4 points. So back in comes Ryan Moss and Drayson Daniels. 13 and too hard off the back iron. He'll get another one. Big free throw right here. Makes it a 3-point. One possession ball game. Free throw up. Got it! 14 points for Daniels. Inbound it to Holland. Now Countryman. Get it to Mayfield. Mayfield motors across the timeline, and he's going to be fouled. And a tug on the jersey. And a little bit of acting by Mayfield as he falls down. And Monroe City wants intentional. They're not going to get it. That was, Pearl just came up and pulled on his jersey and a little bit of floppage. And to the free throw line goes Quincy Mayfield. 9 looking for 10. The foul is on Connor Pearl, by the way. Got it. 10 points for Mayfield. A 3-point. Check that, a 4-point ball game. Breathe up. Missed it. And rebound tipped around, taken out of there by Pearl. Outlet to Klein. Across the timeline, Daniel, 3-pointer up, missed it, left it short, gets his own rebound, up top for Klein, over to Pearl. Pearl will try a 3-pointer. Mel faked it home! Connor Pearl faked home a 3, and it's a 1-point game. Timeout on the floor, 21 seconds to play in the ball game. Monroe City by 1, 47-46, back in 1 minute. This is KMEM Sports.
People's Bank of Wauconda, we understand the importance of living and working in a small community. For over 100 years, we are the hometown bank you can trust. With friendly faces you recognize and a family-like atmosphere, we want to make your banking experience enjoyable. Come visit us in Wauconda, Cahokia, or Canton today, because at People's Bank of Wauconda, it's all about you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, Monroe City High School. As we come down to it, final 23 seconds of regulation, a 1-point Monroe City lead with the basketball. Clark County has outscored the Panthers 20-10 to this point in the fourth quarter to get to a 1-point ball game. Jalen Countryman, full court pressure by the Indians. And they get it to Mayfield. Mayfield across the timeline. Mayfield poked away from him. But he's going to get fouled, and he hit the deck hard. That time, that was no flop. He hit the deck hard, but he's going to shoot a pair. And worst-case scenario, we come out of this a 3-point ball game with 17 seconds as Bowden Klein fouls out of the ball game. Klein fouls out with 4 points. So back in comes Garrett Billings. As Quincy Mayfield, 10, or 11, rather. No, it's 10. His last time up, made the first, missed the second one. So he's got 10 looking for 11. Free throw up. Missed it. Mayfield, second free throw on the way. Missed them both. Briscoe out with a rebound. Now the Indians can afford to work some clock here. It's Pearl. In the backcourt, hands off to Briscoe. Deep three-pointer on the way, missed it. Countryman with the rebound. Now Mayfield and Carter Briscoe. Don't know if that necessarily was the shot they needed. He was almost along the baseline. You're going to walk the other way. The foul was on Harrison Parker. 2.3 to play, and back to the free throw line goes Quincy Mayfield, 10 looking for 11. A one-point Monroe City lead. But what a comeback by Clark County. And still time to play as he hits the first. Two point game. He's got 11. Even if he hits this, you've got 2.3 to get a halfway decent shot off. Free throw up. Missed it. And Daniels, for some reason, a half-court heave and just missed it. He came down with a rebound just almost a full court heave, and that thing just missed. That's the end of the ball game. With a final score, Monroe City 48, Clark County 46. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia. Are you wanting to open a new checking account? What about a savings account for your children's future? Cahokia State Bank can help you choose the type of account that best suits your financial needs. Stop by any of their three branches today for more information. They're open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4:30, Fridays at Cahokia Main until 5, and till 6 at the Cahokia and Wayland drive-thru. Then Saturday, 8 to noon at all three locations for your convenience. Cahokia State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Monroe City High School, Class 3, District 6 basketball tournament, opening night. And boys 4-5 is always generally a tremendous basketball game, and no exception tonight, as the Indians were down at the half, pretty big at the half, and came storming back and just came up short, 48-46. Monroe City wins it. Monroe City moves on, take on top seed Palmyra on Wednesday. Clark County season comes to an end. It was 18-7 after one. Monroe City, the Panthers outscored Clark County 10-6 in the second, led 28-13 at the half. Indians came out firing in the third, outscoring Monroe City 13-9 in the third, still trailing 37-26. And wow, the Indians in the fourth, outscoring Monroe City 20-10, but a late three free throw made it a two-point game, and then the Indians missed a three on the actually missed twice, missed about a 20-foot three-pointer, and then Drayson Daniels, full court heave, as time was expiring, just missed. I mean, it was just off the side of the rim, and a final score, 48-46. Indians season ends at 8-16. Monroe City improves to 8-19, and again, we'll move on to take on Palmyra in district semifinals, 7:30 on Wednesday. So, with the Indian season coming to an end, one of my least favorite things to do is say so long and fare thee well to some four just outstanding seniors, and they are Bowden Klein, Carter Briscoe, Connor Pearl, and Drayson Daniels. Those seniors, a big reason why the Indians, their furious comeback and just coming up short. But Bowden Klein, Carter Briscoe, Connor Pearl, and Drayson Daniels, we have just thoroughly enjoyed watching you young men throughout your high school career, and we wish you the absolute best of luck as you set off on the next phase of your lives. And as always, thanks for the memories. 48-46, Clark County season comes to an end, and I am out of here. I'll be back tomorrow night, same time, same place. It'll be the girls' turn. The Lady Indians taking on the Highland Lady Cougars, 7:30 tomorrow night. And, again, we'll be streaming on Tri-Rivers Broadcasting. For my producer, Hunter Sapp, great job as always. I'm Andy Middleton. Thanks for listening. See you back here tomorrow night. This is KMEM Sports. Good night.
Tonight's game between the Clark County Indians and the Monroe City Panthers are brought to you by these fine sponsors: Andy's Maytag in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia, Cahokia Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia and Canton, Southeastern Community College, and Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia.